why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Yes. Why we can't have nice things, those that are not good at being bad. We will start with this woman out of Quarryville, Pennsylvania. I hear it's lovely this time of year. A woman wanted on a homicide warrant there in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Dear.
Yeah, when police showed up to arrest Kenda Hess, 39, she actually said, "Well, I'm not Kenda Hess. I'm her sister. I'm Cody Hess, K-O-T-Y. Police then said, "Okay," and still booked her because it turns out her sister also has many an outstanding warrant for her arrest. Yeah, you may want to check your bio on your sister there. Either way, by the way, they can't find the other sister still.
You know, back in the olden days, a creepy guy hanging around the Quickie Mart could get you a fake ID. But today, it's an entirely new game. Everything is online and business is booming. Apparently, underage co-eds are purchasing imitation licenses on a variety of sites, which promise 100% accurate icons and holographs, which will also pass through scanners and look legit. By the way, just in case you're keeping track at home, this is also a felony.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't do that, McLovin, okay?
JB and Heather Lee.
Well, that's on my fake ID.
Know who you are. Dum.
Speaking of fake licenses, this was a fake license plate. And a cruiser there in Volusia County, Florida, a deputy named Erica Muzzy, resigned after being arrested for riding a motorcycle with a counterfeit license plate on it. You should know better. This plate read, "Chase Me," with the last E being a 3 backwards on that because they were clever. But not clever enough. Muzzy was charged with possession of a fake license plate. And oh yeah, speeding, because authorities did just that. Chased her and caught her. Dum.
Working in restaurant can be a brutal gig and management is no joke. One supervisor at a Chick-fil-A in Cleveland had to send one of her employees home for violating company policy with fingernails that were entirely too long for food service. But the worker did not like this. She went straight down there, demanded to speak to someone, started throwing punches, and sent another employee to the hospital.
Whoa.
Yeah, mom will not be spending much time at the salon with her daughter behind bars, which she'll be charged with assault.
Hope she didn't break a nail. Dum, 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 dum. So there is a tactic in shoplifting. Just load a bunch of stuff into a cart and push it through the front door and see if anybody notices. But this 37-year-old man in Ohio named Joshua Huey kind of got creative with it. Went to a Home Depot, pretended to be a sales rep from DeWalt Tools, and started cutting open sealed boxes, including lawnmowers and other such not DeWalt-made items. That's kind of what got him flagged right there. And when he had merchandise that came close to about $5,000 and just tried to walk out the front saying, no, I'm a vendor, I'm a guy right there. It's like, well, that's not a DeWalt brand item. And it flagged it, and that was the end of that. And he didn't have a weight belt on. So double trouble.
So picture this. You're 88 years old. You lay down for a nap, and all of a sudden you wake up at your friendly neighborhood crematorium. A lady in Czechoslovakia was found alive by some very surprised employees who were supposed to be preparing her body for burial. Unfortunately, she opened her eyes. Hey, what's going on here? She was rushed to the hospital and is now on the road to wellness.
Ah. Yeah, can we just double check that a little bit? Dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum. Ways to figure this out. Bad.
And there we go to Newark, New Jersey. Yeah? And there is this Newark, New Jersey police officer in his police cruiser. And all of a sudden, at about 4:15 a.m. two mornings ago, started feeling a disturbance in the force. And the car was rocking a little bit.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, he looks out, and there's a dude trying to steal the back left rear tire off his police car while he's in it.
Good Lord.
Yes. They obviously weren't that successful in it and actually got a couple of lug nuts off. But the officer, then there was tasing and the guy went to jail and stuff like that. So don't steal tires off police cars.
Mm.
We have it on good account that the police will work tirelessly to catch you.
Dum, 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 dum.